This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna Spingola. My guest today is B. Billy Marse. He has two websites, dustbowlwpaart.wordpress.com and h212.com. They're both linked on the radio schedule page. We will take calls in 4 minutes or when we come back from the first break at 800-313-9443, and we've got callers lining up. And you were going to talk about the Belgian relief scam, which during which Hoover made millions of dollars with his crony, Emile Franquet, who was a banker over in Belgium. And basically, they got a bunch of free food and then sold it to the Germans because the Germans were short on food. And in order to keep them in the war fighting, they needed to make certain the Germans had some food.
But they didn't get free food. What they did is they made the commodities. They controlled the commodities, and what the farmers grew in the Great Plains of the United States, commodity prices were depressed even though demand was increased. So during World War I, commodities, the cost of corn, wheat, barley, whatever, was actually being pushed down while the demand was going way up because there's a war, there's famine. 1914, Hoover was sent to head the relief effort in Belgium. Sure, he stole money. That's all he does. 1917, President Woodrow Wilson appoints Hoover head of the U.S. Food Administration. Why is a geologist heading the Food Administration? When America enters World War I, Hoover alleged food will win the war. Well, it also won the oil-rich lands from the Great Plains. Hoover was the first one to develop the dietary pyramid, which reflects a Freemason symbol, and it was called Hooverizing. How, you know, on certain days you would eat potatoes, on certain days you would eat certain elements to save the food for the war effort. 1919, Hoover organized food shipments into millions starving in Central Europe, including Germany. You know, you could say anytime there's a famine, there's going to be a major war. You take the dollar menu away from McDonald's and all the fast food places, I'll predict a war within 3 weeks. 1929, Hoover brought food relief to the Russians. The Russians were having a famine. They were really...
Well, it was the Bolsheviks.
Bolsheviks.
Yeah.
Exactly. These experiences gave Hoover the statistic equations required to either feed or reverse the equations or starve an enormous population. And from this knowledge and this research, he implemented these reversed equations on the American population when they stole the lands starting in 1929. So everything built, every wheel needed to move. You needed to get the right people in there. And Hoover should be considered a mass murderer.
Absolutely. He absolutely should be considered a mass murderer. And he used the press over there, and when one of the countries, I believe it was France, no, it wasn't France, it was England in my notes here, England said, oh, we're not going to participate, then he immediately put it in the newspaper that, you know, people were starving and it was terrible and people needed to come forth. And so, you know, people started contributing. Not only did he take over the food in 1917 in this country, but he was just an awful man. All righty, we do need to take a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes and we'll take some calls.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Welcome back. Our guest today is B. Billy Mars. And Billy, we do have some callers. Why don't you finish your remarks or make some kind of conclusion, then let's take a couple of calls.
Sure. Well, the Russian famine of 1921, when Hoover brought food relief to the 20 million Bolsheviks in Russia, this was the famine that the American intellectuals kept poo-pooing Russia about. And this is the why Boris Borovitz produced his research on the American famine. And if you look at the history, we could go through the timeline, all the socialist marches from the 1930s were really hunger marches. They were raiding food stores to feed their families. Their kids had no milk. They're dying in their homes of starvation. And the media, if food shortages occur now, they remove the dollar menu from McDonald's, let's say. What are you going to have? You're going to have the media saying these are socialist, racial eruptions. So a good way to understand what's about to happen, we're getting close, is to be able to interpret what happened and what they're not telling us. And the whole socialist movement was just a crock of crap from the 1920s, 30s. These were hunger marches. They were hunger riots. They weren't race riots.
Okay, like the Bonus Army.
The Bonus Army is a very good example. The Bonus Army occupied Washington, D.C., and they demanded a bonus, which was promised to them. But you can even go back to 1931, the Cooney tenant farmers organized some 50 to 500 farmers, some armed, and they actually raided a Red Cross place that was storing food and not providing the relief. February 1931, food riots broke out in Minneapolis. Several hundred men and women smashed windows of grocery stores. But in the media, they're reporting these as communist and socialist riots
They were all in the government. You know, the communists were staffing the government offices. You know, they weren't raiding the stores. They were, you know, they were working for the government.
I thought they were more fascist, the ruling elite controlling all the wealth and dictating the media, the education, everything. I would call them fascists.
Well, they were actually communists. I mean, they came right over from Russia. Let's take some calls. Should we take some calls?
Yeah, sounds good.
All righty. Chris in Las Vegas, welcome.
Well, good morning, Deanna and Bill. What provocative conversation.
Sure, thanks.
It appears to me that you're touching on many points that you have failed to connect the dots to. And if we consider that the BLM and the Corps of Engineers may have likely been combined in a joint improvised task force of perhaps guerrilla military style, using fire as a weapon of mass destruction or to precipitate pursuant events yet to follow under the guise of management of resources, then it is not without some consideration, at least, that these could all be apparently disconnected but related circumstances of guerrilla attacks on the populaces to either remove inhabitants from the areas or to consolidate the peoples in more manageable forms, or merely to create a devastating environmental impact as a form of military action against the people who live in the indigenous areas.
Right. Your comments, Billy.
Sure. It's not the Army Corps of Engineers. It's not the BML Land Bureau. It's the people in it. If I, as a geologist, wanted to work for the Army Corps of Engineers at any substantial level, U.S. Geological Survey, I would have to be a member of a secret organization like the Freemasons or something similar like the Knights of Columbus. That is the only way to get those elite jobs. So it's not the organization, it's the members. They only recruit in members from these secret organizations. So it's a big organization with a secret internal motive which is occurring, and the Freemasons work for the elite. They work when the elite tell them to do something. That's what they do. The fraternity systems is a good example. It's a training ground. So it's not the Army Corps as a body. It's the members, the upper level members that control the evaluation. Fire would be manipulated on a ground community level. But it's very apparent. Read Woody Guthrie's book. It's connected there. It's connected now. I mentioned that the book should have been called Bound for Glory, Chased by Undisclosed Fires.
Well, yes. I don't discount your relationships to the secret societies. I will point out that the heads of many of these organizations that we just spoke of, including Bruce Babbitt and Dan Glickman, and especially Craig Fugate of the DHS, about on the same level, one below Janet Napolitano, who has recently bragged about using the Corps of Engineers to perform Nat team abatements of purportedly damaged beyond repair homes with the possessions in them in relation to the floods in the
Katrina.
Southeastern mm-hmm. United States. Yes.
Right. Interesting.
And the same thing as the same people who are in charge of the BLM and the Corps of Engineers, which are combined in joint task force efforts. And so whenever we don't look beyond what the apparent is, because I've been perusing the Internet trying to find some relationship of where all these fires have been occurring, and you cannot connect the dots through that. If I didn't know about the Flagstaff fire, the Colorado fire, which has murdered two people, if it was in fact set for a political purpose, Idaho fires, these are occurring all over the U.S. There was fires in Texas. I mean, there seems to be this rash of fires, and most of them precipitated by out-of-control burns set by the BLM, knowing or unknowing by their agents in the field, perhaps with the special knowledge of forthcoming weather patterns, which could cause them to become out of control, providing the plausible deniability of claiming it was a weather anomaly.
Right. Interesting. Billy, your thoughts?
It's not an anomaly. They used fires in the 1920s and 30s to reduce the vegetation. Vegetation protects the soil. It's very simple. Anyone with any kind of science degree can understand. When you remove vegetation, wind increases at the surface and destroys the soil, the topsoil, which is what holds on to the vegetation. It's a perpetuating mechanism. One fire leaves the next land exposed to further erosion. So it's something that is a perpetuating mechanism, and it'll push those San Andrea winds up from Mexico and get into the Great Plains and really destroy heartland soil, major soil of the grain belts.
All righty. Thank you very much, Chris. Appreciate your call, but we do need to move on because we have other callers. All righty. Let's take Dave in Idaho. Dave, welcome to the program.
Yeah, you there?
Yeah. Dave, how are you?
Excellent. I'm just amazed on your previous call. Basically, my question is for your guest. Excellent guest, by the way. Is there actually some type of, like, drilling that's gone on in the Mississippi Plain that talks about, let's say, how many different dust bowls have occurred in history?
Is there a soil profile that shows dust bowl occurred? Is that what you're asking?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
On a geological... Sure.
Yeah.
Well, I've mapped miles and miles of rock and soil profiles out west, drilled many boreholes and did analysis. And the cycle of the Dust Bowl is a pre-glacial conditions. Right before Earth starts growing these massive glaciers, moisture is sucked out of the topsoil, the most weak form of holding moisture. And vegetation dies, and it's a natural process. What I'm saying is the evidence is there.
You're good.
It's determinable. It's good. It's solid. It's universal. It shows across the state at different latitudes that this occurs prior to a glaciation. That's how you would start a glacial cycle. And these cycles occur about every 100,000 years. But you could influence these changes to occur or not occur. We have somewhat of control over the topsoil, and they made them occur in the 1930s, and I think they're starting to do it again. And I wouldn't look at fires. Fires are too sporadic and not reported well. I would look at these dust storms that are just starting to blow into Phoenix as proof to the fact that they are influencing this event to occur.
All righty. We will be right back. Dave, if you have other questions, feel free to stay on over the break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Our Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesit, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Guest today is Billy Mars. Billy, are you implying that the weather is controlled via some, you know, like HARP, with HARP?
Some degree we can influence the weather. The mechanisms would be to affect the topsoil. That's where we live on about 6 inches of soil. Remove 6 inches of soil, and you have the Sahara Desert, which it's almost unable to live in that, in any kind of intellectual capacity.
Produce food.
Or produce any large quantity of food. And we need a large quantity of food because we have a large quantity of people right now.
Right. All right, Dave, did you have some other comments or questions?
Well, basically, my only thought is What is it that you think? Why is it back in the 30s, which is amazing to me, after World War One? Why is it that different places, like let's say going over to Russia, when they started the calling over there of people, and then from there we walk into World War Two, and we want to kill a bunch of ourselves, basically, our country, our people, and why is it that at that same time that coincided with other issues going on, why do you guys think actually, as two very smart people, why that would actually occur at that time, and why did they need that to happen?
Well, why they needed it to happen is because the Midwest, the central plains of the United States, was the largest oil reserve at the time. And the only way for the railroad owners, the very wealthy elite, to access that land was to create an environmental disaster, remove these farmers off the land, then kill them. They can't come back. And that was how they accessed the mineral rights to that oil. That's why the American Holocaust occurred. Now, we know that if you just look at the communist flag, it's a they're tools of workers. It's a sharecropper tool. It's a tool used for farming, that sickle. This was a political movement which was supported by the farming community, which their land was being deteriorated, they experienced these Dust Bowl conditions prior to them affecting the United States.
Interesting. All righty, does that answer the question, Dave?
Good to go. And also, Deanna, your opinion would be good also, because I think, Ashley, you're equal with everybody I've ever heard. So anyway, as it is, have a good Wednesday. And I'll
all
talk
righty.
To you guys later.
You too. Thanks, Dave. All righty, let's take Werner in New Brunswick. Werner, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Diana, and good afternoon, Mr. Maas. I have to take exception, especially the last comment where it was being said that the communist movement was supported by the farming community. It basically was like fire and water. The farming community, the peasants in Russia, they were the greatest, the group that was in the most victimized by the communists. But we are dealing with the same monster. On one side, in the Soviet Union, they called it the communist. In North America, they called it the capitalist. And here has to be a distinction being made between fascists and national socialists. The national socialists, they promoted very much the stewardship of the land and land ownership by families, because in that way, there was the best care being taken of the resource. And the land was being put to the most productive use.
That is true, definitely.
You know, instead of separating the movements, I just look at the flag. The flag has a sickle on it. That means they were having agricultural problems, and this movement was supported and grew because of the agricultural despairs which were occurring. I guess last year, Russia just had a major fire. Moscow, you had to wear a paper mask just to walk around. So they could be starting the fires out there again before they start here. The whole system goes from this side of the world to that side. The same controlling mechanisms influence both countries. So the fires in Russia, which occurred last year, I guess during our winter, would be their summer, and they clearly looked like they were set and to influence the agricultural exchange, because if you look at what did those fires do? They burnt the grain crops. Russia was the biggest producer of grains to the Middle East. The Middle East got no more grain crops from Russia. What happened? Food riots, wars, Libya. Those were struggles because the people were starving.
Okay. I think Werner was talking about the earlier, when the Soviets went into Russia. And basically, the farmers, particularly the ones in the Ukraine, did not support Bolshevism at all. Okay, we do need to take a break. We will be back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. Our guest today is B. Billy Mars, and Werner was on the phone, and we're talking about the food issues, and certainly there were a lot of things going on in Russia. I mean, they just had this very, very devastating war. Food prices had gone up four times as much, and they actually went in and stole the food. You know, the Bolsheviks went into the Ukraine. Of course, this was, 10 years later in 32, 33, and actually confiscated all of the food from the farmers because the farmers were independent. They did not want to accept the Bolshevik domination.
Yeah, there were already food problems. The wars occur because they're having food problems. All wars occur over food problems. The French Revolution was from bread prices quadrupling overnight, and then the French rioted. Every war almost can go back to either a religious conflict or a food shortage.
Right. And of course, food prices doubled from the beginning of World War One. They were actually quadrupled. They're four times as much, and the government of Russia kept printing money, so you had inflation. You can compare it to what we are experiencing right now.
We're printing money. It's not even supported by anything. I just went to a Wendy's the first time in maybe 2 years, and I swear I was so surprised. I spent $7.50 on fast food, junk food. And I think the last time I bought it, it was like $5. So we've seen a food rise of, you know, 25% or 35%, you know, in the last 2 years. They removed the dollar menu for McDonald's and we're at war the next day. But they're going to call it racial conflict. They're going to call it a socialist movement or a communist movement. They've got all these names already set up. They're way ahead of us on the game. I'm still trying to interpret what they're doing, but they've got a plan for us. And they've already institutionalized the plan. It's set. The wheels are set.
Right. Werner, did you have some more other comments or questions?
Well, the point I wanted to make, before the Russian Revolution, there were not those food shortages. The ordinary peasants that had a commitment to the land, a multi-generational commitment, they were looking after the land, you know, there was not that problem. But when you disenfranchise people from the land and you make them laborers on the land with big landlords, that's when the initiative is lost. And the multi-generational commitment is lost. And it is, isn't it ironically, that the countries with the biggest, the richest countries in resources, like the Soviet Union or Russia and North America, that they encounter those kind of desperate conditions? It says something that there is not any more, the people there, they move from the land, and there is not any more the connection and the responsibility to the land. And in regard to the drought there in the southwestern United States, in Europe, they were dealing with some of those situations by establishing shelter belts, you know, forested shelter belts in order to prevent those dust storms to blow right across and basically create a microclimate.
You're really confusing people here when you say that the war didn't start in Europe because of food shortages, because we're talking World War One, which was 1917. 1917 was also, 1917 is when we entered the war, but 1917 is when the communist revolution occurred. And here in 1921, Hoover's bringing food relief to 20 million famine-stricken Bolsheviks. So, you know, you're disassociating. They were having food problems in Russia, and that's what caused the communist revolution.
It started out with the communist revolution and with all the civil war.
Right. They had a civil war there. And anytime you have a war, you're going to have cessation of agriculture.
And then people, they cannot put their, they don't dare to go out in the fields and put their crops in at the right time. People get displaced, and that's when you create chaos. That's when you get famine.
I mean, 1914, Hoover's placed in charge of the food relief in Belgium and Germany. And we know very well Russia is the grain belt up there. That's the biggest grain belt. So 1914, even before World War One, they were already having food shortages in Russia. The Russian Communist Revolution occurred because of food shortages. People were starving. People were dying. Russia moved to take land that didn't really belong to them.
Yeah, there was an awful lot of other variables that happened.
As I say, it was a feudal system, and there was a lot of abuse by some of the feudal lords.
Yes, there was a lot of things going on in Russia.
The communist movement never would have got a foothold in Russia if there wouldn't have been the abuse of so many ordinary people by the feudal lords.
Right. All righty. We do have to move on, Werner, because we do have other calls. But thank you so much for calling into the program. All righty. Let's take Arthur in Georgia.
Oh, good afternoon to both of you. I'm kind of curious. You were talking earlier when you were talking about the Dust Bowl, and you brought up Woody Guthrie.
Sure.
And I've heard socialism and communism mentioned a number of times throughout the conversation. And I'm kind of curious because I'm having this debate with people about Woody Guthrie and his daddy, where I'm of the opinion that both of these guys were socialists. And the easiest example I know to use when discussing this with people, as you pointed out, sir, was in the arts, and primarily if you look at music. And I think one of the greatest examples of social engineering, if you will, through music to condition people's thought process would be This Land Is Your Land.
He's making sarcasm at this point. When he produced that song, This Land Is Your Land, it's a very sarcastic representation. I don't have the words to interpret for you, but he did this in a... Oh, you do? It's a very sarcastic. He knew as an artist to get public recognition and bring songs like This Train, which is a eulogy to the 7.5 million dead Americans. He needed to write songs that also appealed to the other side. And yes, to some extent, he used that song, This Land Is Your Land, This Land Is, to influence music and to draw some of his other elements into mainstream. He's fighting, just like me, as an artist, to get recognition and to bring in these songs that record eulogies. This is a eulogy here. And to do so, he made Americana songs. And I have done the same thing on some of my songs to try to produce something that's popular to kids or a group of people, just so my hardcore songs, the ones that really pack the punch, also get dragged along into there. So yes, to some extent, he's doing that as an artist. And I understand those elements.
Well, I was thinking primarily in the second to the last chorus where he says, as I was walking, I saw a sign there, and that sign said no trespassing, but on the other side it didn't say nothing. Now that side was made for you and me. It's like, to me, when I hear those words, to me it says, well, right here where the fence is and the sign, that's private property, but I can go ahead and cross the fence and go over there, and it's okay. It's like a complete disregard to the right to property. And that's what I use as the example when I point out how people use music as a way of helping to, I guess, mold your thought process, if you will. Anyway, I appreciate your time, sir. Thank you very much. And
sure, no problem, Arthur.
Do you have a website where I can go check out your music?
Sure, I'm on Reverb Nation, H2 on E2, and I also have H3 on E3. My first song is a reggae song. I spent a month trying to produce a reggae song that would influence the thought patterns, and that's the first song. I think it's one of my best pieces of work. Not a good singer, though.
All right, great. Thank you, sir, very much. And you have a great day, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Arthur. All righty. Talk about the trains. Let's go back to that. Talk about the trains. Talk about where those trains went and what they did with the bodies. I mean, you can't just, 7.5 million people. That's a lot of bodies to get rid of.
Sure. There were methods of getting rid of these people back then. And the main element appears to be trains, which were stopped in rural areas, hot desert, cold mountain regions. The hobos, these train carts were full of hobos, maybe 50 men to a cart, some on top, some hanging off. You've seen the pictures. Well, they were taken out to these desolated areas in the western U.S. They were removed from the train. They were beaten. Any kind of food, water, clothing or identification was removed from them, and they were left to the elements, cold, heat. In fact, there's a famous WPA painting, or even a number of them, of mountain lions, these two mountain lions watching a train coming through a sort of mountainous Colorado region of the U.S. And that is an example of the artists saying that, hey, you know, natural elements were those that killed, you know, the part of these 7.5 million. Also, if you look at cactuses, the cactuses in their drawings often have like the shape of human arms reaching out of the sand. which is another element that said they were removed from the trains. You take someone 10 miles from a water resource, they won't make it. I don't care how cold or how hot it is. 10 miles from a water resource, maybe out of 100 people, maybe 2 people are in physical shape to make it. So they used natural elements, and the method were these death trains. A prison system back in the 1930s is pretty renowned for its violence against the prison population. And you'll see that again when things start to happen. The prison system implemented something called a chain gang to kill off this fleeing Dust Bowl population. In fact, it's very easy to kill people without actually having to physically kill people. How do you do it? You work them hard, you feed them nothing or food that makes them sick and dehydrated. Any small cold, flu, infection takes care of all the dirty work. You don't really have to be involved. In northern regions of the country, the brutal cold would kill off people. People would freeze to death in their houses. They couldn't afford coal. I remember my grandfather telling me stories of where they sold, I guess they were house builders, and they sold a house just so they could access coal to heat their house, or they possibly were going to die.
Wow.
It's common knowledge that California blocked its roads. What happens when you block roads? People are going to take the long way around. They're going to try and drive through a desert, the Sonora, the Mojave, the Death Valley. They didn't have the supplies. They died out in the desert. People will also turn on each other. There's a racial divide that forms in a lower intellectual group, and they'll turn on each other. So any lower stratified population will racially divide. We can see that as an example in the prison system. They divide
particularly today. Terrible.
It's like white shirts, black shirts, you know, and it's pretty common knowledge that this occurs on a population that's reduced of any kind of resources. It just stratifies along this racial divide, and they'll kill each other off. The stupid people will kill each other off. And then an example of the massive reorganization of the KKK. KKK was probably involved in working in the penitentiary system, working in the Fraternal Order of Police. That's how this 6 million KKK was recruited instantaneously overnight without Facebook or Twitter or anything. I mean, how do you get 6 million people to join? I'm lucky to get 2 or 3 fans a day on my music site. How do you get 6 million? You draw them from an already developed secret organization. These were all Freemasons that marched in D.C. The door was opened, welcome, and they were fed refreshments. When the returning World War I veterans were beaten and murdered when they came to D.C. to protest.
Right, right. And that was under, that was Hoover that he said, well, take care of it. He told MacArthur, you know, take care of that. We do have another caller. Let's take Dave in North Carolina. Dave, welcome to the program.
Hi, Deanne. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. I love your program. Really enjoy it. You know, I listened to the previous caller, and I had a different spin on this land as your land, because all the no trespassing zones, all the state parks, all the government property is my land. It belongs to me. I am the United States government. I am the state of North Carolina. I am the county in which I belong, and it is my land. Now, that was my take on listening to that song. What do you think?
Some degree it is, but if you try to go camp on a campsite right now out west, you'll find out that all the parks have been closed down. They're trying to avoid right now. Try getting a camping site out west to see any of the great big attractions. They've closed these campsites down because they don't want these Hoovervilles to start popping up.
Right, it's but the point I'm making is, okay, I understand that, but the land itself belongs to me. It is my land. Who is the government? We give permission for the government to exist. Do you understand what I'm saying?
When good men do nothing and say nothing and stand by and watch 7.5 million Americans die in a Holocaust, don't support any research, they look the other way, it's not your land. It's the ruling elite's land. You are just a victim, which will occur in the future.
I think the fact that 10 million firearms were sold last year, breaking all records, I don't think we're going to go whimpering in a corner anymore. I think via the internet, great men like yourself, Indiana, and these programs are waking people up by leaps and bounds. And man, it's going to be a very interesting next couple of years.
All righty. Dave, Billy, we do have to take a break. We will be right back in 3 minutes, so stay tuned. Thanks, Dave.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. Our guest today has been Billy Marse, and he has two websites, actually three websites, right? Or do you have more?
Tons of them, tons of blogs. I think 8 blog sites, two websites that I own, H2 on E2 and H3 on E3. But then I also have like Reverbination accounts. I've got a a YouTube account, H2NE2 on YouTube, which has some 10, 12 videos now. And currently I'm just focusing on music. Music is a viral media, and I think I can use the media, the music media, to get this knowledge out there. I'm hoping.
Respond to what Dave said about firearms. I mean, wouldn't that get a lot of people to start shooting people up? I mean,
Scary. I would rather see 10 million people buy your book and then you use that money to produce some intellectual stimulation. I'd rather see 10 million books of Bound for Glory purchased than 10 million guns. This is stratifying. Here, number five, stratifying under racial divide will kill each other off. That's what 10 million guns is like.
Right.
Nah, it's got to be an intellectual thing. 10 million books.
And also, I mean, what can you do with a gun against the economic onslaught that we're now facing?
Or the war machine, you know? You can't do anything. You can't fight these people physically. You have to fight them intellectually. And that's what I do. I produce music. I produce video. I produce literature. Not much literature lately. But, you know, I'm hoping that the music, which has viral capabilities, will, and most of my music you can download for free. I have 52 songs, 10 of which you can't right now, but almost all of them you can. And what kind of songs do I have? 10 Men High, 1930 American Death Trains. You know, that's, you're not going to get any radio play with that.
No, of course not.
No, that's what I do. I rewrite songs too, like Tangled Up in Blues. I'll rewrite that. Revised Abrahamic, or Anti Drummer Boy. You know, they produce a drummer boy. I hate Christmas music. It's too happy. I never have any money at Christmas time to buy anyone anything. So I produce an anti-Christmas song, and that's the Anti Drummer Boy. I'm hoping this works. I'm not betting all my horses on it, but it's the best I could.
You're a very unique individual, and you've brought a lot to us today to think about, and certainly you've done your research, and you have valid information, and I hope that our listeners will share it with their friends and family, and these are things that we need to know. So, you know, you have to study history to know what's going on now. It's always been my mantra. I just feel like history is essential, and particularly this history. What these people did, these people who have disappeared, and...
You have to study it without believing it. You have to study history without believing history. And you have to connect dots between discrepancies.
Right. The accurate history, not the court historian history. Well, thank you so much, Billy, for being on the program today. I really appreciate it. Really enjoyed it.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk to you tomorrow.